Hi, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.
Let's find a position for our bodies that we're going to be able to feel comfortable in for the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. You might want to move your head around. You could even give your neck and shoulders a little bit of a rub. And then move your seat around. Really feel your sit bones. It helps to move your seat around to get an actual connection. You might even want to move your butt cheeks up off of your sit bones so that you really feel a connection to what you're sitting on. And then close your eyes down like we do, whether they're all the way closed, like blankets pulled up, or whether they're just a downward gaze, it doesn't matter. Just trying to minimize the distractions. And let's take three nourishing breaths, longer on the exhale. One more. Letting it all out. Let your breath find its natural rhythm now. Sometimes it takes a couple breaths to just slow down and find the natural rhythm. So let's do that. And then relax your forehead and your scalp. And imagine your eyebrows relaxing and your eyeballs relaxing. The inside of your head relaxing. Your sinuses and the inside of your ears relaxing. And your ears where they connect to your head relaxing. And open your mouth, release your jaw. Relax inside your mouth, even your tongue and the back of your tongue. And when you close your mouth, let your teeth remain parted so that you can keep your face soft. It's really surprising how much tension we build up in our face from the moment we wake up in the morning. So whatever time of day it is for you, relax all of it. And then you might want to imagine this light smile, just tipping up the outside corners of your lips. Relaxing your throat and your neck, inside and out. Letting your shoulder blades move down your back. And breathing in and out through your heart. Releasing your abdominal muscles. Relaxing your hips into whatever is underneath them. Letting your thighs relax. Imagine your knees from the inside relaxing, your knee joints, imagine them relaxing. And then your calves, imagine them relaxing off your shin bone. Go into the inside of your ankles and let it all relax. And then the top of your feet, and your big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, pinky toe, and the bottom of your feet, the ball of your feet, and your instep and your heel. Let that all relax. Allow your imagination to root you to the planet Earth if you feel like it, just because it's fun. It's fun to be planted and rooted and grounded in that which is so enduring. Hanging out down there for a couple breaths in the understory in your imagination. Connecting all of us. You might even feel a tingling and an energy in the bottom of your feet. Now sweep your attention up your trunk of your body to your shoulders and relax down both arms. Whoosh, down the arms, through the elbows and the wrists to the hands. Feeling your hands now softening. Placing one or both hands in your supportive and soothing touch place today. And feeling the warmth and caring from your hands on your body. What a gift. Breath is so nice and easy. Leaving your hands wherever they're comfortable. It could be in your lap, or if your arms are supported, it could be in your soothing touch spot the whole time. It doesn't matter. And now, resting your awareness on your breath coming in and your breath going out. Imagine a golden healing light coming in on your in-breath. And gently being released on your exhale. You might want to open your ears now to see what sounds you can hear in your environment, other than my voice, of course. I have birds really beautifully singing right outside my window, so it's hard for me to not hear them. So instead of fighting it, I'm just going to go right into the sound. Take a couple moments just bathing in whatever sounds you hear in your environment. Couple more breaths, just listening. Thanking our ears for the ability to discern the sounds. And now shifting the anchor firmly back onto your breath and allowing yourself to gift yourself a word, which is a concept. Gift yourself on your in-breath whatever it is that you want that would feel good today. A little present for you. It could be love or courage or calm or hope. peace or ease, but whatever would just feel like a balm for your soul, you can breathe that right in on your in-breath and let your exhale just be. Really taking that in, allowing it to land in your bloodstream and in your organs and in your muscles and in your tissues, just allowing that gift to fill you up. So much so that on your exhale, it's coming out. It's wafting out of you this goodness. You can imagine it being picked up by the breeze, by a gentle wind, and being mixed with all our other wishes coming out on our exhale, because regardless of what word you're using, it comes down to love. Whether it's hope or peace or healing or calm or courage, it's compassion in and compassion out. So imagine all of our words, our concepts, gently mixing and just traveling the planet. You might be envisioning just these wisps, these clouds of goodness encircling the globe. Drifting down on all the inhabitants and the trees and the oceans and the rivers and the lakes, the ponds. All the animals, all the fish in the sea, just sort of a healing, glowing goodness. If your mind's been happily busy visualizing, allow all that to evaporate so that you imagine yourself sitting here in meditation. Just a few minutes of open awareness, just to see how you feel, what comes up. And if you have mental constructions, thoughts, feelings coming up, just see whether you can allow them to drift by like clouds on the big sky of your mind. Taking in the words now of this poem. It's called The Fawn by Nikita Gill. The Fawn, after Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. You do not have to win at a crisis. You do not have to push yourself to learn a new language or write a book or take up an instrument. Nothing will come from forcing yourself to compete your way out of trauma. Take this time to look at the stars. Take this time to look at how the sky still holds clouds that are the shape of hope. How the dawn begins at the tips of dewy grass, for this is where the horizon begins. Somewhere the dappled fawn raises her soft neck to watch the sunrise over her meadow. Somewhere else, monarch butterflies begin their long migration, knowing many of them will not make it home. Remember that you do not need to earn your right to the precious minutes you have on this planet. They are already yours, like the fawn and the butterflies. The universe beckons you to enjoy this life it has given you through a heart that beats to the rhythm of its very own cosmic song. That's The Fawn by Nikita Gill. Wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, and when you hear the sounds of the chime, coming back into this space. Big breath.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.